Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weather forecast for today. Another round of thunderstorms are in the forecast for the local area. There is a chance of showers beginning around 3 p.m. this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 88. Heat index values as high as 97 degrees. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 66. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and half inch possible. And on Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 78. And in the news for today, from the La Crosse Tribune comes the following report. The level of lead found in children has declined sharply over the past four decades, but Wisconsin youth are still testing at a concerningly high level. Per the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the median concentration of lead measured in micrograms per deciliter was 15 during the period from 1976 to 1980, and just 0.6 from 2017 to 2018. Use of the lead-based paints in residential settings was banned in 1978, which led to significantly reduced exposure, but some older homes still have original paint. And while many companies have reduced or eliminated lead in their products, such as plumbing fixtures or art materials, the metal is still allowed in many products, including vending machines, jewelry, and plastics in toys. Currently, the most common source of lead exposure are dust from deteriorating lead-based paint or living near mines, coal combustion sites, or battery manufacturing facilities. Even if you've done renovations with painting, a lot of times we might forget about things like windows or doors or the original door casings, says Christy Harris, wellness education specialist at Gunderson Health System. People should make sure that it's not flaking off, she said. Most susceptible are children living in areas with high poverty levels at a detectable blood lead level rate 21.4% higher. In addition, they were nearly 2.5 times as likely to have elevated levels, with a high rate of pre-1950s housing had a 14.7% higher level than those in an area with the least old housing and were 4 times more likely to have elevated levels. Higher levels were also found in youth living in cities where the population is predominantly Black or Hispanic. Any detectable lead level can be harmful, especially among babies and toddlers. The presence of lead can cause brain or nervous system damage, affect growth and development, impair hearing, speech, or learning, or possibly increase risk for cardiovascular diseases late in life. Among the symptoms of lead poisoning are constipation, stomach pain, fatigue, loss of appetite, or a blue tinge around the gums, though those with less elevated levels might not exhibit symptoms. Lead screening rates dropped during the pandemic. The CDC estimates at least 9,600 children with elevated levels missed testing during the first 5 months of 2020. And parents or guardians are encouraged to make an appointment even if they don't think their child is affected. Again, this report was used with permission by the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.